Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. And we're listening to the beautiful voice and music of India Ari, reminding us that the worst disease in the world is hate, and the cure is love. And so that's why we're here. My name is Beata, and I'm here to help bring us back into alignment with the Creator's love. And as India sings, there are all types of symptoms of disease, of hate, but the cure is love. So we are here on Soul Purpose Healing today to bring some love into the confusion, into the misaligned voices and minds of the people on this earth who are confused right now about an issue that is so old, and yet we keep debating it over and over again. And we're mainly debating the issue because we don't have the knowledge. So let me give a disclaimer tonight. I am not an MD. I did not go to medical school. And this show is not intended to replace any information that you may be getting from a professional healthcare individual. We are here tonight on Soul Purpose Healing to bring you enlightenment, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding about a debate that the earth people are having. And I do say earth people because heaven is laughing at us and wondering and smiling at us, because the truth is we are all here to learn lessons and teach lessons. And as much as I have been somewhat bothered by all the anger that has been expressed about the topic of measles and vaccines, I realize that we all have a role to play on this earth. And even those who are expressing this anger are playing a role that they were assigned when they entered their mother's womb. So we're going to try and keep a higher perspective tonight, because that's what this is all about. Soul Purpose Healing is all about us recognizing why we're here on this earth. Each individual has an assignment. We all are actually being set up by heaven. For those of you who are not aware, we're all being set up by heaven to experience circumstances in our life that are going to teach us what we came to learn. We all came here to learn the lesson, and we're all here to teach lessons. And so I'm very grateful to be in this place of sharing knowledge about a subject that really is so much ignorance out there, that it's really just sad, the amount of people who don't have the knowledge they need to just be in peace about the topic of measles and vaccines. This is an old debate, but it's interesting. I want to share that we do have a few people on the call, on the line, who probably want to share their comments. But let me just express my own experience. My own experience with my granddaughter. I have a beautiful granddaughter. She's 7 months old, and her parents have their head in the sand, unfortunately, or fortunately, because, again, we're all here to play a role and learn lessons. And so even though I have raised my son to be holistic and think holistic and try and eat better and be conscious, he has chosen to do other things that are not the same as my beliefs. I'm learning every day to accept grown-ups, adults' decisions, especially when it comes to someone who has a child and they make decisions about how to raise that child. And so I have a granddaughter who has been vaccinated from birth. Actually, from birth, they did skip one vaccination, but after birth, one every month since she has been on this earth, her parents have chosen to follow the pretty much recommended schedule, with maybe a few exceptions, because they trust their pediatrician to do what's right. And since the pediatrician has children of his own and he has vaccinated those children, then he feels, my son and his wife feel comfortable going to a pediatrician who has also vaccinated his children. Herd immunity is what they call that. Everybody gets a vaccine. Everybody's okay. Everybody's healthy. Wrong. So we're in this society that has kind of a herd immunity about everything. They think we should all be on going to doctors and visiting. But what I'm seeing in my granddaughter at 7 months old is a sick child. My granddaughter is coughing all the time. She's congested all the time. She's had one rash after another. And so my job as her grandmother is to really, I believe, to pray over her, to bless her, and to have faith that she's here to do a certain role and to teach her parents some lessons. And I just pray every day that that lesson is not going to be a tragic lesson, because there are many parents. In fact, there's a group that's called Hear This Well, hashtag Hear This Well, is that there are thousands of parents on this earth who are have a Twitter account called Hear This Well, and these are the parents who are trying to bring vaccine awareness and autism links for mothers and fathers. These are parents whose children who have been injured by the vaccines, and these parents are shouting and raising their voices, thousands of them, maybe even more than thousands, on this earth to express their opinions and their beliefs and their experience with their vaccine-injured child. Many of these parents' children have died, but most of them are suffering with autism. And so there are lots of voices that are not being heard because we have this mass media promotion going on, and that mass media promotion is basically problem, reaction, solution. That's what we're seeing in our news and on our radio and our media today, problem, reaction, solution. And so the problem for the past few weeks has been a measles outbreak in California. Disneyland, of all places, there's got to be a metaphor. Somebody on this line, you must have a metaphor to this. Why Disneyland? It's because it's cartoon land, and that's basically what they're promoting, some animated cartoon nonsense. And so the problem that's been created for Earthlings is that there's a measles outbreak, we need to be afraid, and the basic reaction, this anger that people, my opinion, is fear. People are afraid because now the powers that be are expressing that measles is a very dangerous disease, and that if you don't get vaccinated, you could die. Basically, that's their problem here, is that the media is promoting that. The society we're promoting problem is measles. It's a deadly disease. It's if you don't get vaccinated. So all the ones who are choosing to vaccinate feel safe, right, because their children are being vaccinated. But then those of us who are not choosing, you are the criminals. You need to go to jail. There are actually people on this earth claiming that those who don't get vaccinated should be going to jail. So this debate is very entertaining to me, because the powers that be, the media and the government, is pitting us against one another, dividing, trying to conquer us. And so what's the reaction? Again, problem, reaction, solution. The reaction is fear. We're all, the people are getting, being afraid that if their children are around those who are not vaccinated, they're going to die. And yet the vaccine manufacturers are putting these vaccines out saying, we're doing this to save your life. We are the saviors. These vaccines are being produced all over the world in batches. We don't know who or what is doing, making up these batches. We don't know what's going in them for the most part, other than pig's blood and mercury and formaldehyde and a bunch of other poisons. But we're doing this to save your life. So if you believe that, we have a bridge in Oklahoma we can sell you. And then, of course, the solution to this problem they've created with the measles outbreak and the reaction of fear and anger is more vaccines. In fact, the CDC just last week changed their vaccine schedule, and now they're promoting MMRs or measles rubella shots at an earlier age. We have so much fear in our society now that we're going to promote more vaccines and at an earlier age. We're going to get those babies in there at 6 months, give them those vaccines early, because we don't want to have any more deaths from measles. And let me just put a little cold ice on this. The CDC says, due to measles, how many deaths do you think there have been in the last 10 years? Zero. Go to the Center for Disease Control. This information is readily available. There have been no deaths at all from measles. How many deaths have there been due to measles vaccines, on the other hand? 108. So tonight we want to wake some people up. Those of you who are asleep with your head in the sand, let's get your head out of the sand before you get bit in the ass, because that's what's going to happen. If you believe all the hype about the problem and then you're reacting with anger and fear and the solution is more vaccines, surprise! You're going to be one of the ones telling your story, your sad, tragic story. So let me go ahead and bring a caller in because we want to get all your comments. All your comments are valid tonight, and because we want to hear your voices and we want to help you find peace and resolution tonight and walk boldly and uprightly about this issue. So we have someone from area code 434-429. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good evening, and it's good to talk to you. I'll make it quick.
Good evening.
This is Gracie. Yes, I'm calling. This is Gracie. I'm calling from Danville, Virginia.
Thank you, Gracie.
Yes, is anybody else on?
Oh, yes, there are several people on the line listening,
okay.
So go right
all
ahead,
right.
Gracie
okay.
from Virginia.
Okay, well, anyway, I too was guilty some years ago, you know, a long time ago, but now, since I know about the herbs and things, I know better. But with the infants and things, smaller children, I talked to one of the herbal people that's over one of the herb shops here, and a baby got sick. So I called there, and she said it's because of the mothers. They don't have enough knowledge to know about herbs and things. They don't care enough at the herb shop. So it's things that they don't know anything about. That's why they'll catch on, because it was a long time before the adults caught on to herbs. So
right.
Now the adults, they're on to it. So they'll catch up with it, too. So it's just a matter of time. But they're
right.
Also draining a lot of the herbs, the important ingredients that we need now in the herbs to kick you back to the doctor. See, that's what I'm going through now with my aunt. They're pulling out a lot of the ingredients that I need. Okay, I'm going to stop now, okay?
Thank you so much, Gracie. That's a very valid point. And I agree with you that herbs are part of the solution. In fact, I'm going to give you some information from a cardiologist and what he regards as the solutions. And that's a big part of it, is what we're feeding our children and what we're eating and what we're using to bring about a homeostasis or balance again. So herbs are definitely a part of it. But let me just say this. The Creator gave us an awesome immune system. In fact, if you want to really be true, it's a support system. Everything in this human body is designed to support our journey on this earth, because we each came into the womb with a contract. And that contract was not given without aid and help and assistance. The Creator knit us together in the womb for 9 months. That energy is divine. That energy is sacred. So each one of us has a sacred knitting thread going through every cell in our body. And so we are not without help in this journey. So we don't have to have a lot of supplements and tools to overcome dis-ease, which is part of this debate, but we do have to have a mind that worships the Creator. And worship in one way is just breathe, deep breathing. Some simple things we can do to strengthen our immune system is go out into nature. And that's why we have a show on Wednesday, the Rainbow Coalition, reminding us what we need to do to hear from nature and to strengthen this body, which is a microcosm of the universe. So here are four. I'm going to give this right off, and I'll bring it, remind people again. Here are four things that you need to keep your immune system strong as far as supplements. One, number one, vitamin D3. Vitamin D3 has been researched over and over again to be the one of the number one keys to a strong immune system and your health. And that can be easily created in the sun. If you spend 20 minutes in the sun with very few pieces of clothing on, you're going to get some vitamin D3. D3 is a hormone. It's a messenger. It's one of the messengers our Creator has gifted us with, vitamin D3. So if you don't have a lot of sun, if you can't get a lot of sun in where you are, then you need to get a supplement of vitamin D3. Number two, vitamin C. Vitamin C has been researched over and over again. Linus Pauling, who lived to be, I think, 100 years old, did all the research we need to know that vitamin C can cure just about anything in high doses. And if you can't, if you really need to get some high-dose therapy, try and find someone who can do an IV. I spent a whole week in bed with Candida when I was in California after giving birth to my second son. And the only thing that got me out of bed was an IV of vitamin C. I found a naturopathic doctor in California, and he hooked me up to a IV and put vitamin C in my veins for, I don't know, half an hour. I was back to work the next day after not being able to get out of bed. So that's a key one. Sometimes the supplement won't work as well, but if you just keep doing your supplement. Then number three, multivitamins. Everybody pretty much, if you're in a stressful lifestyle, and who isn't these days, a good whole multivitamin is really going to help you sustain and keep your support system working. And then number four, probiotics. We are all made up of microbes. Microbes were in this earth before we were. And so part of your regimen for your health has to be probiotics. And you can get that from a lot of food like sauerkraut and kefir and yogurt and pickles. Pickles are like my daily food sometimes. I grab a pickle if I'm hungry. So just those four alone, vitamin D3, vitamin C, a good multivitamin, and probiotics, and you can get, again, some of those you don't have to buy, like your vitamin D3, get out in the sun, probiotics, get some fermented food, and do some deep breathing out in nature. This is what we're not hearing from the media and the pharmaceutical industry and all these people debating about measles and vaccines. We're not hearing about the simple things that we can do because it's not profitable. So that is what I'm promoting tonight, is that we get some knowledge and wisdom about all of this, because it really is not that difficult. So caller, we have another caller from 770 area code 716. Give us your name, please, and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Cedric. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, thank you, Cedric. This is my nephew, Cedric. I'm so thankful that you called. I forgot to call you, but yeah, Cedric, thank you for calling. Cedric is my nephew, my sister's son in Georgia. He's like a son to me as well, and I'm so glad he called, because Cedric has three beautiful children, they're like my own, and his oldest son. I wanted Cedric to share what the health challenges that he has been through with his oldest son, who has been vaccinated continually. And I'm very thankful Cedric is becoming more and more aware of what the things he needs to do naturally. But Cedric, share with our listeners the vaccination schedule and all that you have had going with your oldest son.
Well, yeah, with Joshua, it's been a challenge because my aunt, my aunt has really educated me on, you know, natural herbs and, you know, eating right and eating the right foods. And, you know, I really take heed to that. So I, you know, was a challenge that when my son was born, you know, he was born with pneumonia. So he was in ICU for like 10 days. And it just started from there, from, you know, giving him vaccinations because of that situation and him having, you know, ear infections. And then he had wheezing issues. And we went to, even my aunt educated me and his mother on just eating correct, you know, gluten-free and just eating the right foods, non-dairy products. But still, with him getting vaccinated and, you know, really taking steroids, with him taking a pump every day, you know, to affect the wheezing. And he only was wheeze and have those episodes when the seasons would change. But lately, he's 12 years old now, and he'll be 13 in October. And lately, we have weaved away from him taking the pump every day and steroids every day. But at the same time, you know, he's eating better and exercising more. And he's been an active child, but, you know, as we all know, kids today do not play outside and stay constantly active, you know, like all of us probably have grown up to be. But now, you know, it's really getting better because he's, you know, taking all the vitamins that my aunt named and all the supplements. And, you know, I give that to all my kids, my 2, my 4, and my 12-year-old every day. So it's really just all about building him and having a strong immune system. I'm really wholeheartedly a believer that I'm a former athlete. I officiated college basketball for 8 years. I officiated at the pro level in the summer. So I have always been, you know, conscious of keeping my body in shape. And, you know, I've just always believe about eating right. I've taken on the challenge of eating the type of foods that are heaved to my blood type. And, you know, I've knew about that years ago, especially from my aunt and my aunt's oldest sister who's passed. She was very health conscious, and eating right for your blood type, that's just very important also. So I, you know, I'm just a believer, just keeping your immune system strong and eating the right foods and really understanding that God created everything natural. So if we really think about it and take a deep thought, before all this medicine, man-made medicine that was made, how did you think people kept themselves healthy? It was from eating the right foods and eating natural foods. It didn't come from taking aspirin. It didn't come from a goodies powder. It didn't come from, you know, penicillin. All the things that, you know, the poison that gets in your body and then it eats up your system, and the next thing you know, you wonder why you lost all this weight. I've seen it happen personally from me taking care of my grandmother. So it's a challenge amongst everybody, but it's a political game out here, and this is all about money. The more and more, like Gracie said, a caller earlier, the more and more, you know, you take the medicine, the more and more you're spending money, the more and more that medicine is going to make you come back to that doctor. You're going to get prescribed more and more medicine. And next thing you know, you're going to be a walking zombie. And that's just bottom line. So
thank
I'm
you.
A 35-year-old man, and I take on the challenge now, you know, for the next however many years the Lord has me on this earth, just to take care of my body and eat right and pass that on to my kids, because it's a game. It's a trap. That's all it is. You know, if you get into the medical game and take the pills and, you know, and get prescribed and get into what the doctors are saying and not doing your own due diligence and research, then you'll be out here and you'll just be another victim. So, you know, I advise everybody just to take on the challenge and be health conscious and think about your body as your temple. You can't do nothing without your body. You can't go to work. You can't get up. You can't help your grandkids. You can't help your kids. You can't do nothing if your body's not right. So that should be first priority before anything. So
thank you, Cedric. Such wisdom coming out of such a young man. I'm so grateful that he is in my family and learning and growing every step of the way. And he, let me tell you something, this is the father of the year. This man is the best father I've ever seen. He is so conscious and so dedicated to teaching his children and caring for them, and he takes all the advice I give him most of the time. So I'm really, I praise him for being such a great father, and he's a hard worker. He has his own business. He's doing a lot of good things. So thank you, Cedric, for sharing your knowledge. And you said something very important, walking zombies. That is why we have all this anger in our society right now over this issue, because you've got a bunch of walking zombies who've been doing exactly what the government said and exactly what their doctor said and exactly what Walgreens and all the drugstores are promoting. Come get your flu shot, come get your vaccine. And so now we've got a bunch of walking zombies on the earth, and those of us who are on this line and those of us who are conscious have to smile and bring peace and knowledge to their environment, because that's what's needed. We have too many walking zombies, and those of us with a light must shine it brightly. So I want to go to our next caller, area code 336-350. Is that Mama AZ on the line?
Yes, ma'am. Sister, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can very well. Thank you for calling.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I give thanks that you are who you are, sister. I give thanks and greetings to you just being insightful enough to even have this show. And I give thanks to the Most High for your beautiful, beautiful nephew and Miss Gracie and everybody else who's listening on this line. You know, I had the bounty today to share some knowledges and, you know, just see some wisdom from my grandson. He brought my great-granddaughter and my great-grandson, Jaden, and I call her Big Big Mama, but it's Miss Gabby, my great-granddaughter. And I just, you know, sister, all we can do is continue to do our meditations and, mm-hmm. and envision that these young ones, these special children, the indigos, the crystals, and all of these other new ones that are here, and that they will get the knowledges, even if they do not get them from their immediate parents, they already mm-hmm. know. I was watching my grandson, and you know, my great-grandson, Jaden, he is so intelligent, and he gets it. No matter what kind of chaos he is around with his mom, he communicated with me before he got here. And today,
hallelujah.
He gave me a sign. He said, Grandma, go. I mean, in the light around him, the aura, that little brother gets it, and many of the special ones get it. You think they're not watching and paying attention to what you're doing? My little ones say to me, "Hey, Robbie, Grandma, how come your skin looks like it does?" And I said, "I don't know." So your skin is pretty. What do you do? I said, I just do what I do. And you know, they pay attention. You wouldn't think that the little ones would ask you stuff like that. And I'm like, okay. Well, it goes back when they were little bitty toddlers. And I would juice. I would bring my juicer from North Carolina. And I would juice and I would show them how to. And their parents were like, okay, whatever, I ain't going through all of this. But I'm seeing that on some level, sister, they have gotten it, whether they utilize it or not. And like Miss Gracie says, They'll catch up. Believe that. They will catch up. You don't have to do anything. If their parents don't teach them, there is somebody else in line that they made an agreement with to assist them in getting the stamina and the courage to do the right thing. So all we must continue to do is trust, sister. Keep these shows rolling. Keep it moving. And I appreciate this. And I'm going to be quiet. And I'm going to listen.
I want to add this, too. The doctor is telling the young mothers that got young children there, the infants, that they're not supposed to give them water until they're 6 months old or older. So I'm used to, when we grew up, you had to give that baby, what you call, like half an ounce of water or something every day or less, just so they got water. So they're teaching them, don't give the babies water.
Why?
That's to kick them back to the doctor. That's what's going on.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And the young mothers is believing the doctors.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. In fact, they're like, oh, well, there's water in their formula. And I'm like, huh? Yeah, a lot of what I hear from my daughter-in-law's doctor, I'm like, what school did he graduate from? It's like, where's this idiot coming from? It's like amazing the lack of wisdom that most of these pediatricians have.
It's money.
That's all it is. They want you to come back.
I didn't hear you.
I said, I apologize. It's the same we say when it's unused. Ain't that a blip?
Okay. All right. Well, there's a lot going on with doctors to make that money.
Yeah, they want you to come back for your well baby care every month, and then what they're doing is going to keep you coming back because that baby's not going to be healthy. They're going to be coming back because they got runny nose, they got a rash, they got an ear infection. I'm sure my nephew can attest to this. You keep going back because they keep coming up with these health challenges due to what they have suggested or recommended for you, that child and those parents. So there's this constant cycle of back to the doctor. And those doctors who have bought in on the vaccination lie and deception, they're the ones who have to pay off their medical bills. They a lot of these pediatricians are right out of medical school. They have hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical school bills that they have to pay off now. So they need patients. They need sick children. You're not going to be bringing healthy children to the doctor. So those doctors know that you have got to keep these children somewhat ill or in bad health if you want them to be coming back to see you. And so maybe, I don't know that it's consciously that they're doing that, but you can bet in medical school there was some training about how to keep the income flowing. These medical schools are funded by the Rockefellers and all these wealthy individuals, and so you're going to hear, they're going to be taught the system's way to succeed. And if you're going to succeed, you have to push vaccinations and you have to have well baby checks, and you don't want to recommend too many anything too natural because then they might get healthy and you won't see them again. So it's all a big game of the walking zombies, as he mentioned. We've got so many zombies walking around obeying the government, obeying their doctors, and they have no consciousness about what is really coming from the Creator's kingdom within that really tells you how to stay healthy and well. So there is a very good audio that I want to play for you with Bill Gates. This is kind of the rabbit hole that some people are missing about these vaccines. And I hope I uploaded this today, so I hope it works. But Bill Gates spends millions of dollars on vaccinations. I don't know if you're aware of this, but in Africa, especially in India, he has spent millions of dollars promoting vaccinations through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Now, this is supposed to be a nonprofit organization that's helping all these poor Africans, these poor Indians, to get well with vaccinations. That's what he believes. By the way, his father was president of the Planned Parenthood Association, that's abortions, and his father also promoted eugenics. So the dad, he's a good son. He's following after daddy in a more subtle way. He's not as obvious as his father was with this teaching and this belief. But those of us who do the research and who Google a lot of things, we know the whole history of Bill Gates and Bill Gates' little foundation, where he's spending millions of dollars to promote vaccinations, has a very dark side to it. So I'm going to play this. I think it's about 3 minutes, but it's very important. It's a talk that Bill Gates gave in front of a group of people, and it's on YouTube. You can find this on YouTube, where he's talking about the way to reduce the population. And actually the way to reduce CO2, carbon dioxide, in the atmosphere is through vaccination. Some people just don't believe that he's saying this, but let's see if we can play this and you can actually.
We need to meet a new constraint. And that constraint has to do with CO2. CO2 is warming the planet. And the equation on CO2 is actually a very straightforward one. If you sum up the CO2 that gets emitted, that leads to a temperature increase. And that temperature increase leads to some very negative effects. The effects on the weather, perhaps worse, the indirect effects in that the natural ecosystems can't adjust to these rapid changes, and so you get ecosystem collapses. Now, the exact amount of how you map from a certain increase in CO2 to what temperature will be and where the positive feedbacks are, there's some uncertainty there, but not very much. And there's certainly uncertainty about how bad those effects will be, but they will be extremely bad. I asked the top scientists on this several times, do we really have to get down to near zero? Can't we just, you know, cut it in half or a quarter? And the answer is that until we get near to zero, the temperature will continue to rise. And so that's a big challenge. It's very different than saying, you know, we're a 12-foot high truck trying to get under a 10-foot bridge and we can just sort of squeeze under. This is something that has to get to zero. Now, we put out a lot of carbon dioxide every year, over 26 billion tons. For each American, it's about 20 tons. For people in poor countries, it's less than one ton. It's an average of about 5 tons for everyone on the planet. And somehow we have to make changes that will bring that down to zero. It's been constantly going up. It's only various economic changes that have even flattened it at all. So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero. This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now, that's fact from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of about 1.3. The second factor is the services we use. This encompasses...
Okay. Did everybody hear that? Is everybody here listening?
Yes.
Okay, what he said was... Let me just translate what he said. Carbon dioxide is a problem, and what part of the equation to reduce that is to reduce the population. We have 6.8 billion people. It's going up to 11. Part of the equation to reduce the population is vaccines. If we do a really good job on vaccines, we can get that population down. And if we do a good job on reproductive health services, that equates to abortions. So make no mistake about it. You can listen to that on YouTube. It's been there for, and it's in various forms, actually. But Bill Gates and all his associates have an agenda, and we people hear about this all the time, population control reduction with vaccines and abortions. And that's what eugenics is all about. That's what his father was promoting through the Planned Parenthood Association. That's all about abortions. And if you know anything about the history of Planned Parenthood, more black women have aborted their children than mm-hmm. any other population of people in this country. So there has been a yes.
There's a back at maybe about 15, 20 years ago in Winston-Salem, there was a representative, Wombo, who's still on the planet in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. There was a big, huge court case behind that. A woman of color. Somewhere in my thousands of films, I have her interview on a show, from a show, talking about that. And her son is still alive. He's talked about it. She only had that one son. They sterilized her in Winston. And I did not know, and thank you for sharing this, that Gates' dad was a part, a big supporter of Planned Parenthood.
He was president. He was the president of Planned Parenthood.
Dang.
Yeah.
How
and he's that's sense? Why they refer to him as a eugenics. He was promoting eugenics, which is genocide. So when we hear this is just
woman.
I
thought it was the woman, so oh God, how did I miss that?
Well
okay, thank you, sister.
Well, the information is there. That's why we have a bunch of people walking around supporting vaccinations and believing the government and the pharmacists and their doctors, because they don't have this knowledge. They don't know how deep that rabbit hole goes, and the people who smile in our faces, like Bill Gates and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they got a lot of money going into a lot of weird things. And we have to be aware of this, because otherwise we're going to fall into the problem reaction solution program that they're running right now and be in fear and anger. So I want to bring up a doctor in Arizona, Dr. Wolfson, who hit the nail on the head about this whole issue. Dr. Jack Wolfson is a cardiologist. They call him the natural cardiologist. He's a paleocardiologist. But he responded to all these criticisms about measles and vaccines in a way that was so appropriate, so good. And he got a lot of anger thrown at him from thousands. It generated a lot of anger from thousands of people. And this is what his comment was. I'm going to make it brief. He has like 9 items that he says, instead of directing the anger toward him and vaccinations and measles, 1, be angry at the food companies that are killing people. Sugar, cereals, donuts, cookies, cupcakes, GMO, we don't even have mentioned GMO. Send them the hate mail. Call up Nabisco, Kellogg's, and complain to them. 2, be angry at fast food restaurants. Tortured meat burgers, pesticide fries, hormone milkshakes, you want to inject that vaccine into your newborn? The problem, he says, is not hepatitis B, which is a virus contracted by drug users and those who sleep with prostitutes, and yet they recommend hepatitis B for your newborn. Be angry at the food industry. 3, be angry at the companies who are making toxic laundry detergent, fabric softener, dryer sheets. 4, be angry at all the companies putting pollution into our environment. These are the chemicals, heavy metals known to cause autism, heart disease, cancer, and other health problems. Measles deaths are a tiny fraction compared to the pollution that these companies are contributing to. Number five, be angry at your parents for not breastfeeding you. Now, that's a big statement by a cardiologist, and a bold one, to say that you should be angry at your parents for not breastfeeding you, co-sleeping with you, stuffing your face with Dominoes so they can buy more Tide, finish the laundry. Breastfeeding, he says, protects children from many infectious diseases. And unfortunately, a lot of young mothers don't have that mind that tells them that this is a protective device for your child, a very important one. So number six, be angry at your doctor for being closed-minded and not disclosing the ingredients in the vaccines. Do you know most parents who have their children vaccinated don't have a clue what's in the vaccinations? Now, I'll just give you three ingredients: pig's blood, formaldehyde, and mercury. That's three of maybe 30 or 40 ingredients in that injection. And yet we are going to be angry at the parents who say, no, I don't think I want to put that poison in my child. Do we realize how insane this debate, this whole debate is? But that's where we are right now. And so this doctor, thank goodness there are lots of conscious doctors like this guy, who says, number seven, be angry with cable companies and TV manufacturers for making you and your children fat and lazy, not wanting exercise or play outside. Lack of exercise kills millions more than polio. Where are all the 80-year-old crippled by polio? Can't seem to find too many. Number eight, he says, be angry with Steve Jobs and Bill Gates for creating computers so you can sit around all day blasted with EMFs and electromagnetic radiation. And number nine, be angry with pharmaceutical companies for allowing us to believe living the above life can be treated with drugs. Correctly prescribed drugs kill thousands of people per year. The flu kills about no one. The vaccine never works. This is a medical school trained individual telling us the vaccine never works. And he says, finally, be angry with yourself for not opening your eyes to the snow job and brainwashing which have taken over your mind. You never ask the doctor any questions. You never ask what's in the vaccines. You never learned about these benign infections. And this is another powerful statement, he says. This is a cardiologist, trained doctor. Let's face it, if you don't really give a crap what your children eat, you don't care about chemicals in their life, you don't care if they sit around all day watching TV or playing video games, all you care about is drinking your Starbucks, your next plastic surgery, your next cocktail, your next affair, your next sugar fix. Oh, I love it. And he says anger should not even be considered. Anger increases your risk of suffering a heart attack. Be careful. And those are his final words. And that's Dr. Jack Wolfson. His name, along with other resources, are on the blog talk page for this show today. So you can send your friends to this show to listen, not just to get the resource, but to listen to the show and to get those the list of resources that are on the page. And if anyone is interested in me sending them to them, I'll be glad to do that as well. I think we had someone, the call dropped for Gracie. Gracie, I think, dropped out for a little while. Gracie, are you there?
I'm back on.
Okay, good. So I hope you were able to hear everything.
Yes, I did. There's one other thing I want your nephew to know, too, since he has young children, is that when I talked to the doctor, because I wanted just to test the doctor, see what they would tell me, I had already been online and found out that they have infant blood pressure monitors that you can do it manually or digital. So that you need to pass the word on to the other people that got young children, too. You can go online and buy the blood pressure monitor and get the size of the little tape that goes around the infant's arm, and you can keep up with the baby's blood pressure. The doctor told me, you know, bring the baby on in. So the thing about it, I'll stop now, but you just know that.
Now tell me why again. Why do you want to know your baby's blood pressure?
Okay, so they tell you that that you can't do it, or you don't keep up with no baby's blood pressure because it gets you to go into the doctor's office. The mother and father, the young parents, can keep up with their own baby's blood pressure at home.
Okay.
It's online.
Okay.
Go online
right.
and you can find the input blood pressure monitors.
Okay, if you need
so
to
like
do
the
that.
The manuals that we use on the adults, they got them for the babies. And the doctor just deliberately lied.
Well, I've always thought it's more important to know their temperature. Has that changed for some reason rather than blood pressure?
Not temperature, blood pressure.
I know, but I don't ever remember taking my children's blood pressure, but I took their temperature often when they got sick.
Okay, probably back at that time they weren't making them, but now they got them online where you can buy your own infant blood pressure.
You know what,
okay.
sister? I think that is a wise idea because of the foods and the GMOs and all, and the ho-ho-ho's and all of that, you know,
mm-hmm.
with the additives, it would be a wise mm-hmm. idea because these babies, you know, are having heart attacks when they're out
right.
there on the track field and carrying on, they're having heart attacks. And they're just babies, you see. And the doctor you said, Jack Wilson, he's here in Arizona?
Jacobson. Jack Wilson. He's in Arizona, I think Phoenix. He has...
What?
Excuse me. He has a website if you want to... Let me see if I can find out where he is.
Wow.
The doctor, Facebook doctor, I think they're both Phoenix. He's in Phoenix. He's a board-certified cardiologist in Phoenix.
Okay.
His website is thedoctorswolfson.com. That's DRSWOLF as in Frank, S as in Sam, ON.com. I think both he and his wife are doctors. So that's why it's doctors, plural. And I joined their Facebook page recently, and there was a picture of, I believe, him and his wife, because this is the type of radical, conscious medical doctor you need to be hooked up with and get the support you need for whatever you're trying to do in your life to keep you off the grid and off the medical system's
We will look into that, sister. And I want to add something else. With these vaccinations, I remember when I was a little girl, and I still have the bump. I have two bumps. They grew, and I mean, on my left arm. No, my right arm. And it grew into a huge keloid. And always stayed irritated and raw, and then it would fall off, and it would be like a hole there, and then another one started to grow all from the vaccination, and it was maybe like an inch thick, and maybe like a quarter inch, or an eraser, a little bit bigger than a pencil. Eraser, and I still have where that vaccination, and it still bothers me, and I'm 63 now. So what's up with
that?
Well,
you know what? The baby boomers are the ones who were getting the polio vaccine, which was totally contaminated. There is a guy, I can't think of his name right now, there's a guy on YouTube who does an excellent presentation on the polio vaccine and how the monkey viruses were all caught up in that and they were contaminated and they were making bad batches and they were giving us those sugar cubes and now what this he's actually a chiropractor who gave the lecture, and now what he has found is when he does blood tests for his patients with all these health problems, they all have these monkey virus. It's a retro A virus or something. They have A, B, C. They have numbers, actually. They have numbers to these viruses that he has diagnosed. And all the ones, most of the people in the baby boomer age bracket have these viruses in their blood when they're suffering from different health challenges. So he has done the research, and he He has discovered all the blood tests that show that we definitely have these viruses that were active back in the 50s when they were experimenting with the polio viruses. That's when they were doing a whole with monkey. They were killing monkeys by the thousands. And then these monkeys, the viruses in the monkeys and their blood was contaminated, and they were pushing through these vaccines back then anyway. And so most of the people born in the baby boomer age from the 40s to the, I think, late 50s, early 60s, we're all contaminated with, we have been contaminated with these viruses. So it's only a decisive, conscious lifestyle change that will help us stay focused, stay healthy, and know that we have a divine appointment, we have a divine assignment, and that we have a job to do. And our meditation, our getting back to nature, these are all repentive actions. We know, we now that we are aware of the faults and the deception that went on with the scientific community and all their lies about vaccinations, and even Pastor Louis Pasteur lied about his experiments. And there's so much written about Louis Pasteur, the fraud that he perpetrated when he was talking about vaccinations and all that. So now that we have the knowledge, now that we are aware and conscious, our Creator is ready to bless us and strengthen us and empower us and help us overcome the mistakes of man that we were trusting in. Our parents trusted in the government and science and vaccinations when we were small. And now we're waking up. We're the generation that's waking up and trying to educate our children and especially our grandchildren. And so like Mama AZ said, we have to trust like never before that the Creator and His universe, and their universe, the Creator and their universe, is here to help us overcome the mistakes of the past and move forward with power and light to make a difference in this earth, and especially to help those who are angry about something that they don't need to be angry about and they're deceived about because they've fallen into that trap of problem, reaction, solution, and they're deceived and misinformed about what the solution is. So it's up to us to keep the knowledge going. To keep the knowledge going, to stay conscious, and not to fall and not to be deceived anymore. We cannot be, we will not be deceived anymore. We have to keep the light shining brightly because there's, it's our grandchildren's lives are at stake, our children's lives, and all those people who have been put across our path need our knowledge and our light now more than ever.
Yeah.
And so that's why Mama AZ comes on Wednesday to help us get closer to nature and to understand the voices of nature. And that's why we have a show on Thursday now, Homeless No More, where we're educating people and have and helping the homeless to rise up and do what they've been called to do. Once they've learned that lesson, now they can rise up with us. And we have to have compassion on them because they've learned a valuable lesson, as we all have. And we all have been in a homeless state of mind, not understanding that this body house belongs to the Creator. It's been given to us to be good stewards. And in the past, we have failed, but now we're awake. We're awake now.
That's right.
And we're no longer no longer afraid. We're no longer deceived, we're no longer hiding, we're no longer following the other sheep, Baba, and being zombie in a zombie state. We have awakened now. So hallelujah, this is, it's time to celebrate. We realize those people who are angry are ignorant, they don't have the knowledge, and they've been deceived. And so we can celebrate that we understand. We are understanding more and more what's going on. And we don't have to follow the lead of our government and the scientists and all those like Bill Gates who have an agenda to reduce the population by with vaccines and abortions.
Sister,
that's
we
part
overstand.
Of their, Yes.
We overstand.
Yes.
And we understand.
Yes. That's right. That's right.
On
we are all over
levels.
And understand. On all levels. That's absolutely right. Hallelujah. So
thank you
all for participating tonight, and we want to keep this up. You know, don't get angry and don't get into debates, because we don't have to get in debate. We know that the kingdom within us is right. That's why the inner standing is about understanding this kingdom within. And when you have that kind of knowledge and wisdom, there's no one who can, you don't have to debate people over science, because we know the Creator's plan within us. We know the blueprint within us. And this house, this temple is perfectly able to overcome anything when we first focus on meditation and being having a peaceful mind and gaining the knowledge, which is the internet is our knowledge source. There's nothing we can't understand or overstand by using the computer or just talking to one another and staying connected with shows like this.
Sister, may I
ask
one other thing, too? I've been wanting to hear my aunt that's in California, and she's down in the bed, just really, really sick. And thanks to you, I hear her through you. The words and things that you say, I'm just sitting here just listening at you. I hear my aunt through you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And you know what that says is that we are all connected. Because
yeah.
your aunt has the same wisdom that I have. Your aunt has the same spirit that the creator has given each one of us a purpose and a plan, and we're connecting with the collective mind of our Creator. And how we can all, that's why we can celebrate and say hallelujah, because every time I meet someone like you or hear about someone else who's working to bring light and an understanding, we celebrate. We don't get angry. Mm-hmm. We just celebrate, because the Creator says the way of the wicked will come to an end. The way of the wicked will perish, and the righteous and the conscious and the ones who are walking in His wisdom will take over this earth. That's what we're doing. We're taking over. We don't have to be angry or have fear or anything. Okay, so Mama AZ, you have another comment?
Yes, ma'am, and then I'm going to sign off. I've noticed the headaches that I've had and the sensitivity since I haven't had the use of a landline, a regular phone. And I only have the use of my cell phone. People, do not keep the electronics in your room. Keep your cell phone in another room across the house or something. And if you are able to have the use of a landline, a regular phone, do so. Because it's very damaging. I not only have more headaches and sometimes I fall asleep and I forget my phone is in my area or next to me, or sometimes I've waken up and it's under my pillow where I placed it in my sleep. And I'm trying to sleep like I didn't have any cheese, you know, or any tomatoes. The nightshade that makes me have a headache or hurt, or black eyed peas gives me a migraine. And I'm thinking like, why? And then I notice the phone, my cell phone. So get a landline if you can. Use that landline in your home as much as you can, because it will cut down on the sensitivity and the hurting in your body. I've noticed that. I don't know about anybody else, but sometimes I can't even answer the phone. It hurts so bad. I just needed to share that. I love everybody, and I'm going to sign off.
Well, I would listen. We're gonna bring that up on Wednesday, because someone else was talking. This is no coincidence. that my sister Felice in California was talking about the same thing the other day. I don't know if it was yesterday or today, about that phone, that cell phone recreating the imbalance in the body. And in fact, I just got an email today about new warnings about the cell phone. So we will bring that up on Wednesday, if it's okay with you, Mom Maisie, damage that phone is, those cell phones are doing it. And one of the things we have to be conscious of, I don't use the phone to my ear. I always put it on speakerphone wherever I am, or I use the earphone, but I don't, and I see so many people holding that phone to their ear, and I'm thinking, you don't know what you're doing to yourself. But there's new warnings, so don't miss the show on Wednesday, Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women. We are going to cover that, because the fact that Mama AZ's having issues and then Felice is having issues, and I'm on a landline right now. We got rid of our remote phones long ago because I was having all kinds of issues in my body, and I started doing some research and finding out that the landline needed to be in and the cell phone needed to be out. So we're going to talk more about that
by getting the cell phone. We didn't know no better.
And one other thing that I'd like to mention, I'm going to reach out to my friend Art and Sister Seven at Mothers for the Earth Body Ecology in Virginia to see if they will come on the show and speak about the progress and what they're doing up on their land at Reflective Gateways, Mothers for the Earth. So Artist Henson of Body Ecology, 7 Henson, 200 acres of land up there that I was made aware of in 79 before they even bought that place. And I'm just so, I want to see the whole universe have an adventure there before I leave this planet this time. So I'm going to reach out, sister, and I'll let you know. And I give thanks, and I'm signing off.
That's awesome.
Ma'am.
Thank you all.
Good night. Thank you all for being with us tonight. I pray that everyone was blessed and that we have more knowledge. And the idea is to share this with your friends and family because the debate isn't over. You're going to hear, if you listen to any news, whether radio or TV, you're going to hear more about this. They're planning, the CDC, the government, they're going to use all this reaction problem to bring a solution, and it's not going to be more herbs and vitamins, you can bet. So stay alert and stay aware, and just remember that we are light. And I'm going to go out, in fact, with my sister India's song that I love so much about being light. Let's go Soul Bird Rise. No, I am light. Here we go. Thank you all. Have a great week, and we'll see
you
Wednesday. Bless you.
I am not the voices in my head. I am not the pieces of the brokenness inside. I am light. 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 I'm not the mistakes that I have made, any of the things that cause me pain. I am not the pieces of the dream I left behind.